Blog Talk Radio.
Broadway's Radio tickles you just right.
Hit it, hit it, hit it, hit it.
Radio, and reason why I'm having to do this. Excuse me. All right, the reason why I'm having to do it this way is because Blog Talk Radio, for whatever reason, even though I have my settings at, I have my settings set for East Coast time. I mean, that's just the way it is. And for some reason, it keeps wanting to do my shows. When I set up a show to do 11 p.m. Eastern time, it puts it to 7 p.m. I do not understand that. I don't know why it keeps moving me ahead like I'm in England or something. I mean, I'm Mexican. What the hell do I do in England? Somebody's lawn. That's about it. But either way, so what I'm doing is having to start the shows about 30 minutes early and just go live and then post the link as soon as I get it. So, again, don't know if anybody's going to be listening live or not, but here, let me give you a little old school feel just in case if you do listen to this later on. This is our main for overall use of TMF Radio intro.
You are now listening to TMF Radio.
TMF Radio. TMF Radio. TMF Radio. TMF Radio.
Starting now.
Yeah, that was created for us by a member, and I'll probably mention that again. I just cannot, for the life of me, remember who did. But anyway, welcome to TMF Radio. This is Rob Ace. I'll be hosting our little show, the playlist, tonight. I'll kind of get into more things later on. Again, right now I'm mainly recording for the broadcast of the whole entire podcast. Again, I had to start things about 30 minutes early. And I would start them because of the issues with the timing, and I don't understand why I have East Coast and it's not doing East Coast. I don't want to get into that again. Anyway, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play a couple of comedy segments here as I get myself ready and as people join the chat room thinking the show is at 11 o'clock. So hopefully they'll get the correct link, 11 o'clock, because I just posted that up there, and we'll be able to get going great. So here's what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play you guys a couple of comedy bits here. This is one of my favorites from a long, long time ago. Yeah, I know he had some issues and all that kind of bad stuff. We're talking about, let me make sure I have it up on my switchboard before I announce I'm going to play it. Where is it at? Where is it at? Where is it at? It might have been too long, and they did. Oh, there it is. All right. It's Bill Cosby, and I enjoyed Bill Cosby. I thought Bill Cosby was always kind of good. So, like I said, the show is going to start at 11 o'clock, the actual show, because of me having to get the correct link up. I had to start something 30 minutes early. It's still going to run an hour long. So let me go ahead and play this while I'm trying to get everything else together, and we will start the actual show at 11 p.m. Eastern time. So enjoy some good old Bill Cosby comedy routine for the next 9 or so minutes while I get ready.
Now, I'm going to tell you this story. This is a game that we played when we were kids, and it's called Buck Buck. We played it in Philadelphia. Buck Buck. Now, you people out here on the West Coast probably know nothing about it. In New York, it's called Johnny on the Pony and other things. It's where five kids line up you see. And they bend over. They're in a straight line. They bend over. And one kid grabs a fence or a wall or a pole, holds on to that. The next kid puts his right arm around his waist, you see, bends over, tucks his head under. And you got five guys lined up exactly like that. So they all look like a long horse. Now, the object of the game is that one at a time, one by one, kids come running up and they say, "Buck, buck number one, come in." They run up, leap in the air, and they land on the horse. And they keep going, bam, 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 until they collapse the horse, you see. Now, that's the object of the game. Then you count how many kids you held, and you go back and forth, you see. Now, we had the champion buck-buck team of the world. When I tell you we played buck-buck, there was nobody that whipped us anywhere, man. And you can tell kids that play a lot of buck-buck because they're built like this, you see. And their legs are only 4 inches long. That's all they have because they've been crushed so much. So we're around there practicing, buck, buck, number five, land on each other. Some kids come down from the rough part of town, and they're really tough, man. They got toothpicks on the side of the mouth, and a hat on sideways, and they got their pants on backwards, you know, just rebelling against everything, you know. And he said, "Listen, we're here, you're supposed to be so tough. We challenge you to the buck, buck championship of the world." So he said, "All right." "So all right, line up, turkeys." So we line up, five of us. They start sending kids down. Buck, buck number one, come in. They feel pretty heavy, man. We check them out. Guys have rocks in their pockets to make them way heavier, you know. And buck, buck number two. Now they get up to 300, and it's really heavy. Buck, buck 300, come in. Now they're on top of us, piled all the way up to the sky, and they're rocking back and forth.
Hey, whoa,
Hold on, Harold. I can't do it no more, Kyle. Come on, hold on. Buck, buck 400, come in. We collapse. All right, how many did you hold? We held 400 of your guys. Well, that was pretty good. But we usually hold around 600. All right, we line up. They line up. Send the first kid down, old weird Harold.
All right, Harold. Buck, buck number one, come in.
These guys are really cool.
What was that? A mosquito? You guys don't have no weight. Come on, let's go. Buck, buck number two, come in.
I landed.
A piece of paper. Somebody threw a piece of paper on top of me. Buck, buck number three. That was nothing. Four. Five. We got the championship. All right, bring out your last man, you turkeys. Come on, bring him out.
Come on out. Fat Albert. Fat Albert was the baddest buck-buck breaker in the world. And he loved to hear us call his name. Fat Albert weighed 2,000 pounds. And he kicked the door to his house open. And you could hear him say, hey, hey, hey. We built a little ramp for him to walk down so he could build up speed because he couldn't hardly run fast. And he was coming, hey, hey. And the ground's trembling. Trees falling over. Buildings losing pieces of brick. Parents taking kids off the street. Hey, hey, hey! And these guys underneath you, what's the ground doing? Shake it, man. How come the ground's shaking? So that's Fat Albert coming for you. Hey, hey, hey! And he turned the corner and he saw one leg. What is that? So that's Fat Albert. Hey, hey, hey! And they stood up. We killed. He ain't falling on us. Now, I told you that story to tell you this one. Now, Guys in my neighborhood went to great lengths to scare anybody. Because it's a great thing when you scare somebody. They lose their cool completely. That's the only time when a human being is really himself. I mean, because if you scare somebody good, they just, the legs shoot out, the hair stands up, the eyes bug out, and they say, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, see, and then you laugh.
That was really funny, man. You got so scared.
So, guys found this statue, stole it, really. A statue of Frankenstein, 5 feet, 8 inches tall, in color of the monster. Frankenstein was, They take it home, there's only three of them, take it home, they take it into an apartment building, put it up on the third floor landing, you see. Now they take out all the lights in the hallway, put in a pink one right by the monster statue, One kid gets behind it. They send another one out in the street. He calls a kid. They come running up. He passes the kid with the statue, taps him. Kid with the statue leans it. Kid that doesn't know anything about it turns around and kills himself running out of the building. You see, this is called fun. Of course, then you laugh at the guy. Boy, you were really scared, Red. You fell 12 flights of stairs. That was really funny. So, I'm coming home from a store about 8:30. No, I always have my music with me. I always have to hum my music because monsters cannot attack you if you have your music with you. See?
Hey, cars! What? Come on over, man. You can see it. Herman's getting a beating. Let's go watch it.
Herman?
Yeah, I love to see Herman getting a beating. And I jump, man. And I'm chasing after this guy. I can't wait, man, to see Herman getting a beating because I don't like Herman anyway. And he goes up the second flight and says, wait for me, man. Wait for me. Don't go so fast. And he makes that turn around the third. And I make the turn. The guy takes a second. Boom! Out! I never touched one step. Ran 2 miles before I realized what had happened. When I turned around, they were right behind me laughing. Ah!
God, you were really funny, man. God, rolling, kicking the feet up in the air on the back. You were really funny, boy. You were really cool, man. You just lost everything. You were standing up and everything.
That ain't funny, man. You can kill somebody like that. Suppose somebody wouldn't look at that statue and their heart just stopped pumping right away, or the guy was just falling down some stairs and hurt himself. That ain't funny.
Yeah, but God, you didn't see yourself. It was really funny, man. You just went, true, didn't even touch one step, man. It's really cool, I'm telling you. Listen, God, now you gotta get somebody.
Yeah, that's right. Get up in the hallway. Get the statues up. Come on, we're gonna get somebody. I'm gonna scare somebody now, boy. It's gonna just be me, I tell you that. I get somebody killed around here. It'll really be funny, because when they leave that statue, they'll go, oh, that'll be it for them. And I'm waiting outside. Is the thing up? Yeah, okay. Here we go. You know, somebody gotta come sooner or later. I'm gonna get somebody. And I hear off in the distance,
hey! Fred Albert.
Hey! I said, hey, Fat Albert, come here, man. You can see Herman. He's getting a beating.
Yeah, I love to see Herman get a beating. Hey,
now, Fat Albert is not too fast, see? So I run up and I grab my arm. Come on, Albert, hurry up.
Hey!
And I start hitting him behind the back. Hurry up, man. Did you see it before it's over?
Hey!
We go up to the second flight. I start laughing because I know what it is. Turn around. Come on, Albert. We get up to the third flight. And the guy's there.
Oh! I forgot I was behind him. They took me to the hospital, and they put me in a bed beside a wino who was run over by 2 kids. And we both agreed that frightened children are really hard to get along with. I never had a guy dance on me so long. And he was so scared he couldn't even get a hey, hey. He was like, and just dancing right on me for hours.
All right. Well, we're here on TMF Radio. I hope you enjoyed listening to good old Bill Cosby comedy routine. It's one of my absolute favorites. Again, we will be starting the actual show probably in about 5 to 6 minutes at our usual time, or just a couple minutes after. I just had to give time to make sure I got the proper link up. Again, having problems with Blog Talk Radio and their scheduling. If you hadn't heard before, and the people who are just now joining probably didn't hear, although I said it 3 times beginning of the show when I was doing everything in the beginning, just that when I schedule a show for 11 p.m., for some reason Blog Talk Radio thinks I want to do the show at 7 p.m., even though I got the time zones proper. So I got to call them their help desk to figure out now why is it doing this. Now they finally got one problem fixed. So I'm having to start the shows about 30 minutes early, open things up, and just broadcast live rather than actually having to schedule a show, and I'll have to post a show link about 30 minutes or, you know, right around there right before the show starts. So I can say while we're waiting for the actual show to start, I've got one more little comedy routine here, one of my favorites from Bill Enval.
And I got a 4-year-old boy, like I mentioned. I'm going to get paid back for everything I ever did in my life. I never thought I'd ever say this phrase. Son, please don't bite the dog. but I say it all the time. Our dog's neurotic. He won't come out from underneath the bed. He's just like, no, Bill Nonzon's that little jerk still up? No. Look at me. I look like I got mange. That dog lives in hell. It's my wife's dog. It's this little wiener dog. And the other day, he was sound asleep on the living room on his back doing his little rabbit chasing thing. I watched my son walk across the living room floor and go, puppy, bam! And I go, what are you doing? He looked me right in the eye and goes, it was an accident. Somebody gave my son 250 of those old plastic G.I. Joe soldiers, and they are all over the house. So he'd get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and he's just like, oh, God, oh, God. There's some little guy in front of the bathroom door like, you here to wipe the general's butt? But my son can't say G.I. Joe yet, so he calls him his I.G. Joe. So he'll come around the house going, Dad, where's my I.G. Joe? I'm like, look around, man. They're everywhere. This house looks like the beaches of Normandy. And we got this cat that is so bizarre. He'll go in my son's room and get one of his I.G. Joes and start dragging in the kitchen, start fighting with it. Well, my son gets mad. You know, he's like, Daddy, kitty's got my I.G. Joe. I'm like, well, get it from the cat. And I hear this, get it, don't kick it from the cat. It was an accident. These I.G. Joes came in a bucket. My wife and I pick them up. We noticed that the bucket wasn't filling back up, but we couldn't find them anywhere. One day we were stripping the kitchen floor. We pulled the stove back, and there's like 50 of them underneath the stove. It was an I.G. Joe prisoner camp. This cat would like beat the hell out of him and go, get in there, get in there, get in there. No talking, no talking. My son's job is basically to tear up my daughter's stuff. That's the job he applied for. He does stuff to a Barbie doll that you don't even laugh. You just go, oh, man. There's a serial killer in training. We had a big blowout a couple weeks ago, man. He got in her room and tore up one of her fashion Barbies, and she was hacked. I was, too. That's a $35 doll. I'm like, why don't you go tear up your own stuff, boy? Why don't you tear up that Barney doll? Get him the hell out of this house. Anybody got those Barney tapes? Woo, that'll make you put a gun barrel in your mouth. He's the reason the other dinosaurs are extinct. You know that, don't you? They just said, man, we'd rather be dead than hang out with you. Hey, where are you going, fellas? We're going to kill ourselves, Barney. I don't know what my daughter was all mad about. She's got every Barbie doll known to man. She's got Malibu Barbie, Surfing Barbie, Thanksgiving Barbie. She got one this last year, somebody gave her this Barbie doll on rollerblades, and you rollerblade her and sparks shoot out her heel. But she's listed as an unsafe doll. I'm watching the news one night. This is how far over the edge we've gone. The news guy's holding this Barbie doll, looks right in the camera and goes, this doll looks safe enough, doesn't it? Like we're all at home watching TV going, uh-huh. But what if Barbie skated through a pool of gasoline? What if Barbie had a hand grenade? What are you talking about? Has that become a household problem now? Because I don't know how many times I've gone to my daughter's room and said, babe, did you spill the gas again? Well, pumpkin, we're going to stop keeping the gasoline in your room if you can't be more careful. But he whipped Barbie through that gas and she lit up. She skated in Barbie, but she skated out Sinead O'Connor, man. There wasn't a hair on that head. See, Barbie's too fluffy and frilly for me anyway. I think they ought to come out with a more realistic Barbie doll. Come out with white trash Barbie. You know, Barbie in her later years. That career's over now. They live in that Barbie mobile home. The dream trailer. That Corvette's up on blocks in the front yard. Ken's got a big old gut now. Sits around itching himself. What's for dinner, Barbie? She'd be like, fish sticks? Fish sticks? What's our anniversary again? You can have all sorts of accessories with it. You can have a little cop car that pulls up in front of the mobile home once in a while. Because Ken got drunk, started some stuff with Barbie, you know. They lead him off little Ken cuffs. He's screaming, I know you slept with IG Joe, I know you slept with IG. She'd scream back, don't take him, I love him! I'd buy stuff like that. But my son would probably tear that up too. Boy, that kid.
All right. Well, that was Bill Enval again. For those who are just joining, I have to do a little pre-show nowadays to kind of get things ready to make sure I have the correct links up, enough time for everybody to get in. So let's actually start the actual show. Hey, how about that?
You are now listening to TMF Radio.
TMF Radio. TMF Radio. TMF Radio. TMF Radio.
Starting now.
All right, this is TMF Radio tonight, and tonight we have a very special presentation or something that's hopefully going to be a weekly thing. This is going to be the TMF Playlist. It's going to be the TMF Playlist night, Thursday nights at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, I'll be your host, Rob Ace. And I cannot remember the TMF member that did that actual intro for us, so if you by chance listen again, shoot me a message in the forum, whatever else, so I can make sure I give you proper credit, because he did that for us, you know, 8-10 years ago, and we use it as just the major sound for all the non-Raw Base radio shows. Well, of course, I have my own intro usually for my own show, which, of course, will be tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern. But you can join me at 10:30 p.m. for the pre-show, like I kind of did tonight, and somebody mentioned in the chat room about me getting some Dennis Leary stand-up pieces, and I will make sure I do that. I'm fairly certain I can find a couple of good ones, and I will play that for the pre-show tomorrow night. So you can join us for the pre-show sometime after 10:30 when I get the link up, and then join us for the actual main show, Raw Base Radio, at 11 p.m. And, of course, that is all Eastern time. And, of course, TMF Radio is brought to you by Tickle Intensive with over 12 years of experience. Tickle Intensive produces some of the absolute best in tickling and fetish content, featuring real extreme custom fetish videos that are guaranteed to satisfy even the most voracious of fetish appetites. Make your fetish fantasies a reality with Tickle Intensive's stable of beautiful, ticklish, and exclusive models that can't be found anywhere else on the Internet. Tickle Intensive, hot girls, ticklish souls, and of course, hardcore tickling. And, of course, TMF Radio is also brought to you by the TMF, our little home away from home. And while you're listening, and if you're enjoying the show or just enjoy the forum at all, why not click on that link in the forum that says Patreon now? Yes, join up. Give a small donation monthly. It can be any amount, anywhere from a dollar all the way up, and you get different levels of rewards of if you do that. And, of course, you know, it costs money to maintain and do the things of the forum. I know we have a server upgrade and some other things upcoming. So it's always a good way to do that. Give to the community that gives to you, and hopefully you enjoy and do that. So, all right, like I said, tonight is the TMF playlist. So what I'm trying to do every week now is I will take emails at tmfradio2.0@gmail.com. And when you send me that, please send me some music you'd like to hear. Now, if you think you have some really obscure stuff, you may want to send me an MP3 copy of it, because I may not be able to find it if it's a really, really obscure, but I do have a pretty vast library here. And also, I need to mention, please include your forum screen name. The one I'm doing tonight, in fact, did not include a screen name, just their email address, and I just don't want to read out people's email addresses out on the air. And, I mean, it had something to do with, you know, feet, but then again, probably does about 25% of forums screen handles probably have the word foot in them or feet or something like that to that effect. So I won't be able to give the person credit for this week, but hopefully they will message me later and say, yeah, Rob, that was my idea. Here's my forum screen name, and I'll make sure that I shout you out several times throughout the night, be your virtual wingman, whatever you want me to do, I will be more than happy to do. That will be on the TMF playlist Thursday nights at 11 p.m., until further notice, if we had to change schedules or days or things once we figure out how everything best works and what time is best. So, all right, tonight's entry for the TNF playlist is a relevant one because, you know, we're all dealing with the coronavirus, one of the main reasons why I also decided to come back to TMF Radio and the TMF as soon as I did for just some more companionship, being able to talk to people, hang out, and do all those kind of things, and get back in touch with my roots and all the enjoyment I had doing TMF Radio and all those that enjoyed me doing TMF Radio. And I was very happy to get some very wonderful and positive private messages sent to me and emails telling me, you know, that they remembered listening to this years ago, and they're glad that it's back, and it's something that they enjoyed back then. It kind of gives them a little nostalgia, and also they're enjoying the new content. So thank all of you you for all of your praise and worship and all those things. And, you know, you can just send me pictures, you know, girls can, you know, always send me their pictures. And that's always good payment for me. You can send those to tmfradio2.0@gmail.com, or you can send it to me on the forum, Rob Ace, either one. So, but tonight's playlist is going to be about doctors, illnesses, sickness, it's all those kind of things, all songs about all those kind of things. So, if you don't kind of get what I mean, I think we're going to go ahead and start off with a song that everybody's talking about right now, because if you do get the COVID, you know, you want to make sure that you get a new drug. So let's go with a little Huey Lewis in the News, I Want a New Drug.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
Of songs here, dealing with doctors, medication, drugs, all those other kind of things like that. Our TMF playlist for tonight brought to you by one of our great members. I don't want to shout out his email address on the air, but I will say he is a very, very welcome member and a welcome addition to the TMF Radio family for just sending me an email and say, hey, I can't think of anything specific, but can you do about this kind of a subject? And I can do subjects, and I can pick songs for you, and hopefully I pick good songs. And he told me what kind of range to stay in. So we started off with I Want a New Drug by Huey Lewis in the News, followed by Hot Blooded by Foreigner. And, of course, that was Jackson Browne with Doctor My Eyes. And speaking of doctors, we got a couple of songs here which say the word doctor twice, seems like, you know, doctor, 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 doctor. So let's see if you can get which one I'm going to play first, because I'm pretty sure two songs came to most of your mind. So let's see if I get you all with the first one. And then right back to back will be the next Doctor, Doctor song, again here on TMF Radio. And thank you for listening.
Oh,
just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, then once again.
Double shot of Doctors with Robert Palmer, Bad Case of Loving You, but everybody always knows it's a Doctor song. And then, of course, Doctor by the Thompson Twins, really big 80s hit for them. They had a few good hits, but then, you know, they just kind of faded off, as most groups do. But you know what? It's still very popular, listening to this kind of music, even, oh, you know, this is like, you know, 40 years ago, some of these 35, 40 years ago. And, you know, when I first started listening to music, I started listening to stuff in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. I mean, that's even further back. Right? Maybe like my parents listening to stuff from the 1900s. I mean, this is really a weird age that we're in, that we can still listen to music that was 40 years ago and it still sounds as good or better than it does today. So, again, thank you for tuning in to TMF Radio tonight. My name is Rob Ace. I'm your host, not only host of this show, but of Rob Ace Radio. which will be airing tomorrow night at this time. Again, because of my issues with Blog Talk Radio and trying to get them to understand why when I do a show at 11 o'clock, they want to put me on at 7 p.m., some time difference change, even though I changed my settings and got everything right. If I need to, I will do a 30-minute pre-show. That will start at 10:30 tomorrow night, and that'll just be kind of me making sure everybody gets here, gets in. I get the show link up because I can just broadcast live at any time that I want. So I just start a 90-minute broadcast live at 10:30, and then let it roll through, and then we go from there. So, of course, TMF Radio, the playlist, is brought to you by Tickle Intensive. With over 12 years' experience, Tickle Intensive produces some of the absolute best in tickling and fetish content, featuring really extreme custom video fetish videos that are guaranteed to satisfy the most voracious of fetish appetites. Hot Girl Tickler, Soul Soldier Tickler. And also, TMF Radio was brought to you by the TMF, our little home there. And if you like to, while you're listening, you know, click on that Patreon link and donate what you can. And we've got a lot of interesting things coming up for the forum and changes and new servers and things like that. So it's always good. So moving on with our playlist tonight, I'm going to play us some I think we need to get a little funky for a little bit. Yeah, I mean, we need to get some of that good R&B rap, some of the good early stuff. Not talk about some of the stuff I play now, but some of the good stuff from, you know, right back beginning of the 80s when everything was fun and stuff like that. So, you know, if you have this condition, you may have to go in, but I certainly hope you don't.
Inside of me, out of my mind. Yeah.
All right, yeah, I stuck another one there on you. I couldn't help myself. The first song was Poison Ivy by Young and Restless. There actually is a different version of that song, and I would have more fit into this theme with the Mumps Will Make You Mumpy, Bitch Will Make You Monkey, and all of other kind of things. You don't need notion of calamine lotion, talk about itching from girls that give you bad things. But I thought that fit more into the version I actually played, so I apologize for that. But Poison Ivy, at least the name. And then Poison by Bill Biv DeVoe. And if you've watched Scrubs, if you weren't around when they first came out or remember their music, Bill Biv DeVoe, those of you who watch Scrubs, I'm sure remember that song. And oh, yeah, Bill Biv DeVoe, Poison. And of course, the great Alice Cooper with his song Poison. I had fit those three Poison type songs in, all three in a row, so I hope y'all enjoyed that. And we're here about 11:38 on the East Coast. I'm broadcasting from my little man cave down here in beautiful Tallahassee, Florida. It's actually kind of cold this morning, dropped down to like 52 degrees. It was like 86 in the afternoon, then dropped down to like 52 last night, and it's going to drop down to like 48 tonight. It's like everything's just crazy. The weather is crazy, animals are crazy, people are crazy. World is crazy, but you know what? We'll get through it. And if we don't get through it, at least we have great TMF Radio. And TMF Radio, of course, brought to you by Tickle Intensive. Tickle Intensive, hot girls, ticklish, souls, hardcore tickling. And the TMF Radio is also brought to you by the TMF. And, of course, tomorrow night will be a Raw Base Radio starting at 11 p.m. Eastern. But much like tonight, I will start the pre-show at 10:30. I will just log on and go ahead and broadcast live, and then I will post the link in the forum. And I'll see if I can find some good comedy stuff to play in between while we're waiting for the show to start. I'm going to try to get some Dennis Leary tomorrow night. If you all have any other suggestions that I could do during my pre-shows while I'm doing the pre-shows, you know, send me a TMF. You can send me a TMF private message, or you can send me an email to tmfradio2.0@gmail.com. So what I'm going to do now is we're going to go ahead and play another double shot of music here. For those of you who are hair band lovers, guess what? This is the time for you to crank it up. You love the hair bands. You love all that kind of stuff. Guess what? We got a couple of good ones for you. So hope you enjoy it, and I believe we are going to start off with yet another doctor. Doctor. right, we went back to back 80s hair bands for you with Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood, and Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine. So we got about 20 minutes or so left. I got a couple more songs here. Pardon me. Left on my playlist, and of course, the TMF playlist is brought to you by TMF, and of course, brought to you by Tickle Intensive. Raw Base Radio will be airing at its usual time tomorrow night, and that, of course, will be at 11 p.m. Eastern time. But you can join me for the pre-show at 10:30. I'll play some comedy. Just some things just to keep things light until I get the show started. Again, it's just giving me time to make sure I get the correct link in the forums. I don't have any issues like I had the last couple of weeks trying to figure out this whole timing sequence. Why, even though I schedule a show for 11 p.m., Blog Talk Radio keeps wanting to put me at 7 p.m., even though I've changed all the settings on my computer and through Blog Talk Radio. So I have no idea. So I'm going to keep doing this like this. That way I can make sure that I'm on time and can roll things and have a good show and not have to worry about it. So. I'd like to thank everybody for listening tonight. Those of you who will listen to the podcast later, I also appreciate that. We've been having some really good listens, so I don't want to forget about those people who listen later on, both Raw Base Radio and two episodes of Raw Base Radio both had at least half the listener. They've been going up and going up every day I see them, and it seems like people are listening to rebroadcast sometimes more than once, and hey, it's appreciated. I hope that you all are enjoying yourselves, and I'm doing a little something here to try to keep our minds off of the state of the world and things that are going on, and I hope that things will get back to normal soon. Well, at least as normal as they can be. Things are never going to go back to the way they were, but we can get back to some kind of normalcy, and we can start going on with things. So let me get you another couple of songs here. Again, I got about two or three more here, and two of them were, the last two are kind of not like silly songs, but, you know, they're kind of a little something. And, of course, what we're going to do is we're going to lead off with what we all really, really, really want badly right now, which, of course, is a remedy for all this. So, come on, vaccines. We're rooting for you. And that was our last couple shot of the evening. As the song fades out, goes to black. And this is Rob Ace. Thank you all for listening and joining us with our TMF playlist. And again, I will be doing another TMF playlist next week at this same time. I'll start the pre-show at 9:30 if I still haven't worked out these problems. And yeah, I mean, 10:30, and the show actually starts at 11 o'clock. And again, what I like is send me a playlist. Send me songs that you like, something that you'd like me to play. And if you include your forum name, well, I will be your wingman. I'll be your virtual assistant. I will give you in heaps lots of praise all on you just because I'm that kind of guy. And because you did something for me. You sent me some great music to listen to that I share with your fellow members of the forum. And so why don't you go ahead and do that at tmfradio2.0@gmail.com. And, of course, TMF Radio in whole is brought to you by Tickle Intensive. With over 12 years of experience, Tickle Intensive produces some of the absolute best in tickling and fetish content, featuring real extreme custom videos that are guaranteed to satisfy even the most voracious of fetish appetites. Make your fetish fantasies a reality with Tickle Intensive's stable of beautiful, ticklish, and exclusive models that can't be found anywhere else in the internet. Tickle Intensive, Hot Girls, Ticklish Souls, and Hardcore Tickling. And, of course, TMF Radio is brought to you by the TMF. The TMF continues to evolve and would love your support to continue our growth. As technology increases, so do the costs involved in maintaining and upgrading our beloved home. More space for the stories, pictures, clips, chat room, all those things that we enjoy. We want the TMF to be the premier fetish community on the web. So how can you help? Visit the Patreon link and the forum and donate. With various levels of support, you can give as much or as little as you can. And, for example, like for $10 a month, you'll be a TMF Titan, receive 4 tiers of rewards, including your name on the scrolling wall, being part of exclusive polls, chats, a unique title for your profile. In addition, here at TMF Radio and Raw Base Radio, you'll be the first to know behind-the-scenes info on radio shows, upcoming guests, and you will receive priority call-in status to speak with any models, producers, even little old me live on the air. So we would greatly appreciate that. So while you're listening, please consider clicking that button, and give your support to the community. Also, we'll also like to thank, even though she's not a sponsor of this show, sponsor of Rob H. Radio, of course, Rose Fetish Garden. Rose Highland, make sure you listen. I'll give you the full details tomorrow night on Rob H. Radio. And again, she's a fabulous, fabulous person. Glad to know her personally. Just fantastic clip store, clips for sale. So go check it out. And she's, of course, a sponsor of Rob H. Radio. Also would like to mention, just after midnight here on the East Coast, and I hope that you all are doing well, like 12:03, so we've probably got about 6 minutes left of the show. So I guess what I would like to do is once again thank everybody for listening tonight and coming and listening, those of you listening live, those in the chat room, and also those of you who will listen to the podcast later on will listen to the rebroadcast whenever you get to it. Thank you for taking your time and clicking on the links and listening, and I really appreciate all support, everything that everyone's given back to me since I've rejoined the community, so to speak, and kind of brought myself back out, just dealing with a lot of stuff for a long time, you know, raising 2 children up to a certain age where I felt more comfortable doing the show, that I wouldn't be interrupted. They were old enough just in case they heard something. That's because you never know when children are sneaking around. Also, my beautiful wife, with her graciousness, allows me to do the radio shows. And a little harder right now since we can't spend as much time with each other because of the whole coronavirus, but I'm sure a lot of you are going through that, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to bring some more TMF radio programming to all of you. Hopefully at least an hour a day or an hour and a half, however much it ends up being, y'all can listen in and just kind of forget about things for a little while, enjoy. Maybe learn some things about some members when we start getting some more playlisted, or maybe find some really good music that you never heard of before. So, but this last song certainly is not good music. It's just one of those little ditty songs, one of those little tiny, you know, novelty records, things like that. Probably one of the most famous ones. I mean, even my kids have heard about this. I mean, I played this for them. I'm sure this is still going on and on and on, and probably will go on and on and on until the end of time. But it's a cute little song, and I thought, you know what, it kind of fits with the whole mantra of doctors and the whole thing and everything else. So let's say hello to Dave Seville for the Chipmunks.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that. told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that, ooh, 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 ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, 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 ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. For me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang.
The Witch Doctor. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, bing, bang. Always such a fun song, always such a great song. I think, you know, kind of a cool way to end things off. So, I'd like to thank everybody for listening tonight. I had a great time hosting everything else, and you know, always enjoy being your host, and I enjoy all the things that the community does for us and you know, everything else. And, of course, some of y'all may not know, you know. I mean, I'm sure the GFAs have come out recently, the Golden Feather Awards. If you haven't seen those, make sure you go click on the link, look at the newest winners. But you are actually listening to the winner of the Special Recognition for Contribution to the Tickling Community 2010. That's me. Little old me, Rob Ace, won the GFA back in 2010, and that was a very special thing that the community did for me. And I guess because I kind of do fun things for the community, and that's what I've tried to do. I just try to keep everybody's spirits up and have a good time, have a good laugh, even if it's at my expense, just so we can all get together and have a good time, because that's what it's all about. You know? We only have one go around this crazy, crazy circle of this planet, this thing, this big floating blue rock going through space and all that kind of thing. So we should enjoy ourselves and try to do everything else that we can. So it was my 90-second shout-out from the Blog Talk Radio lady that you guys probably can't hear, but I can hear. So thank you once again. One more time, sponsors Tickle Intensive. With over 12 years of experience, Tickle Intensive produces some of the absolute best in tickling and fetish content. Hot girls tickle their souls, hardcore tickling. And also TMF Radio is brought to you by the TMF. If you get a chance to click on that Patreon link, if you are so obliged to, give any amount. Any level of support would be fantastic. And, of course, don't forget tomorrow night's show at 11 p.m. Eastern, Rob Ace Radio. And if you'd like to catch me early at the free show, I'll be on the air at 10:30. As soon as I show that show link, sometime between 10:30 and 10:45, I'll post the show link, and that'll be the link. I'll start doing a pre-show and have a little bit of comedy, this and that, and everything else like that. So I really don't have an outro song for this, so I'm just going to let it fade to black a little bit with just something I have for the pre-show music-wise, but never got to use it. So enjoy 30 seconds of Fleetwood Mac and Tusk. surprise. So those of you listening to the stream, not the live show, will get that little bonus of being actually hear the entire song of Tusk by Fleetwood Mac. One of my personal favorites. I just like a lot of songs with horns in them. I don't know what it is. I just love the sound of horns, and maybe I'll do a whole TMF playlist one day. Some of my favorite songs that feature the horns and trombones, trumpets, all those kind of things. Just love brass instruments. Other than bass, love brass instruments. Just actually, I like more than bass. When I was younger, I loved bass a lot, but now I really, really like horns. Really like the brass. So thank you all for listening, and don't forget to catch me tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern. Love you all. Peace. I'm out.